Welcome to Believers Chat Room, Christian Radio Broadcasting Systems. This is Mr. Konjelwayo speaking. The topic I'm going to be talking to you about is planning your radio podcast recording approach. What is vital for you to actually plan before you execute the recordings, so that it can be effective? It is vital for pastors and ministers to prepare and plan their Believers Chat Room radio recording sessions in good time before they can book an appointment with us. This podcast will attempt to explain important aspects of our recording before the meeting takes place. Please be reminded to actually go to the site and watch a video under a topic called Planning Your Recording Radio Podcast Approach. This will actually give you a broader perspective of what it is that we are trying to put forward to you. But also, it is to make your podcast recording interesting. At the same time, a final product that will make you and our listeners come back for more. So the most important consideration for your plan is: one, make sure that you have your logo, your church logo or ministry, which will be a perfect branding image of your organization that people will always remember and recognize as your signature label. When they open or search or receive your podcast via your WhatsApp group database or email, they will be able to see it. So our network broadcasting platforms will also display it. This is called branding. It is important because there are lots of churches today on the market that are promoting their message to the public. So you need to be distinct and stand out from the rest. Secondly, your topic should actually have a title. Means your talk or sermon should have a title, and how you phrase it will attract listeners to choose it because it relates to their search and appeals to them or to their need in that particular time. And then how the talk will be presented should be precise and distinct when giving your topic a title. The reason is because when people search for information on the internet, the word that comes first on Google will be the phrasing of how you title your topic. Thirdly, you need to be you and no other person. Your congregation loves you and likes you the way you are. You don't have to be someone else to even attract new listeners. Chances are there will be new listeners and subscribers to your podcast because people could only possibly be attracted by two things. One, it will either be the message. Secondly, it will be your voice and how you project it. Obviously, not everyone is a voiceover artist. I'm not good at projecting these things, but I suppose we all learn. So when you speak to us the way you've always done, in the language we can understand. It is common knowledge that in South Africa we mix Zulu and Sotho, Xhosa and Zulu. If you are Venda, you'll also put a little bit of Tsonga and so on, especially in the metropolitan areas. Hence, our African languages are dynamic, and your flair of delivery should not deter you from expressing your message across, because your recording for the podcast will be very, very dynamic. It will present the message the way it's supposed to be. Last but not least, timing your presentation to a minimum of 30 minutes or 45 minutes is part of our program plan to produce an effective recording of each episode to meet our minimum standards required by the streaming partners. Anything less than 30, okay, it's quite acceptable, I suppose, 25 minutes. But over 45 minutes is going to be a problem. I'll explain to you why. Current researchers argue that the average attention span of American adults has dropped and it is limited to 20 or 10 and even 5%. This came from the article of June 2014 on the 12th of the listenership of consumers of radio as well as podcast messages. This means that you have to try to be as effective as possible within that 25 to 30 minutes, because it is possible for you to be dynamic as hell in delivering your message to make an impact to the listeners. We don't doubt the fact that you are made for this kind of work and you can showcase and bring the best in you. It's a give and take situation. And the reason for that is listeners have a very short span of concentration. However, know and bear in mind that people get bored very easily. Their minds are always jumping from one thought to the other and can easily move to something else that distracts their attention. You have to grab their attention as tight as possible until they finish and get to the end of your scripture. 4 episodes is what we recommend a month as a reasonable goal for any church or minister, and to target the message and execute the task easily if your focus is to concentrate your gospel on a specific topic. This also allows us time to streamline your message to different platforms to accommodate uploads and streaming capacity of the partner's schedule. So setting up your appointment to record will possibly be something that you will do when you are ready with 1 or 2 episodes. But when you are ready, you come on board and then you can call us at 083-928-8165 to book your appointment so that we can schedule the best suitable times for your recording episodes. This will also depend on how our calendar and availability of dates is scheduled. Don't waste any time. Do it as soon as you can to avoid being scheduled late towards the end of 2019 or the middle of June. The earlier you prepare yourself and book your recording sessions, the better. But also, I would like to make a very important announcement for people who are outside of Gauteng. I know we have 9 provinces. Someone from Limpopo or from Northern Cape or Eastern Cape would be interested in participating in the program. And one of the challenges would be, I can't afford to come to Johannesburg just to do 4 podcasts. It's an expensive exercise. There is a solution. The solution number 1 is, if you are confident that your cell phone can record 30 minutes of your podcast, you can record it on your phone and store it, and then when it is complete, you can actually Dropbox it to us. I will explain later. Otherwise, we have to run a course on how to Dropbox it. Means you Dropbox and email it to us. We don't accept memory stick or flash drives because of system contaminations. So in other words, let's say you are in Durban or Khayelitsha, or you are out in Zirast, Digatole, and so on, or but again, Ditsobotla, whatever, where whichever place you will be in. Let's say it's more than 200 kilometers out of Johannesburg. It means you can plan your recordings, those 4 podcast sessions, with your cell phone, and then if you want to send them, you can Dropbox them and send it to us. That way it will be easy for you to save cost on traveling to Johannesburg just to record them. Even if you are in Boksburg or Springs or Tsakane, you can still do that. Or if you are in Zamdela or Tumahule in Paris, you can still do the same to avoid extra cost of spending money to travel to us. And if you guys are interested in how Dropbox work, I will be able to do a podcast on how Dropbox work. You just need to send me a WhatsApp And then if I can receive 10 WhatsApp, then I'll be able to do a recording, a video training on how to use Dropbox to send files, image files. These are voice files. These are video files. These are, but if you have a text file is something that you will need to send via email. So in conclusion, your video, your audio podcast should be supported by at least 200 to 300 words of your text, which complements the audio recording podcast, because text is one of the things that we use to try and give Google more information about what your teachings and ministry is all about. So it's going to support the recordings of your ministry or your sermon, but at the same time, people need to read. Once they have a title, at least 200 to 250 words will describe. It's called the description of your talk, and people will be attracted by reading first before they listen, and then they will be able to continue listening if, for example, the description attracts their attention. Thank you again for listening to this podcast. Please WhatsApp us if there's anything else you need to know about us. The number is 064-279-1921. God bless South Africa and all people who live in it. Cheers. Peace.